Carol Ofori. Weekdays 9am to 1pm. East Coast Radio.
Everything happening on the show today. It's a special day. Been in radio 20 years. It's the first for me. So this is very special for me too. This is the very first for me. And I'm excited about it. Let me put you in the picture. All right. Several months ago, there was an event and I needed a dress for this event. And I'm new to Durban, so I decided to go online and find someone to make me a dress. I found a designer, inverted commas, to make me a dress. The dress arrived and it was completely botched, and it became known as the botched dress because you just couldn't wear it. It was a disaster of a dress, okay? Looked at the dress and I thought, no, we could do so much more with this dress. Somebody probably needs a beautiful dress for a great engagement, and we can fix it up and gift it to somebody. And we were then put onto Shailene. Someone who knows Shailene got in touch with us and said, listen, we know a matric student who's going to a matric ball and could really use this beautiful dress. Rather, botched dress, change it into a beautiful dress, and then this lovely lady can enjoy it for that occasion. So we met Shailene, who's in matric, and she's with us right now. Hi, Shailene.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good, thanks.
How has it been since, it's been how many months? 2-3 months since this whole thing started?
Yes, I think 3 months, going for 3 months now.
There we go. And how has it been for you?
It's been very different in my life.
Yeah.
I've had people questioning me about being on the radio. It's like people already knew, just listening to the radio, on the radio, that I'd be on the radio. I've received messages. This morning I've received messages. People that I didn't even expect to know that I will be on the radio. They told me so.
Wow. Let's usher in Granny Hessie. Granny Hessie's been raising you, and she's been in big communication with Rory throughout this process. Granny, good morning. You can come up close to the mic. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Carol. I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
Great. How are you feeling about, this lovely lady who's connected you with us now and all of that?
Oh, my word, Carol. I cannot even begin to explain the feeling. Mixed emotions, excitement, teary. It's something, when I say it's something that's just been plucked out of the air and thrown at us. This is just so... Like I say, I can't explain it.
Yeah.
I cannot explain it.
Yeah.
It's such an honor to be here. I never thought I'd be sitting in ECR.
I tell you.
It's just something else, I tell you.
Yeah. Now, Shailene, you've been raising her. You've been looking after her. I know one of the things she keeps saying is, I want to work. I want to grow up. I want to look after my granny, because my granny's been looking after me. I mean, being a granny, I look at my mom with my kids and she just loves being a granny. And you have gone above and beyond your call as a granny. What's it been like?
Carol, life throws things at us. Let me put it to you that way. And to be very honest with you, I'm just so grateful to God for giving me whatever I needed to grow Shailene up.
Wow.
It's been a hard road. It's been tough. It's been, I tell you, it really hasn't been easy. But all praise to God.
Yeah.
By His grace, I made it. Yes, I've had to sacrifice a lot of things. I've had to go through a lot of things. It was painful. At the time, when you're in a situation and you think, how, where, I don't know how. It's like you're in a corner. But by the grace of God, I survived all of that.
Wow.
And, God has been so good to me. It wasn't only me. It was family.
Yeah.
It was good friends.
Right.
God showered us with everything that we needed. And I really and truly thank God that He's brought me thus far with Shailene.
Oh, this is so, you know, so beautiful. And you know, Granny, I want you to keep all those emotions. We are together till 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll be live streaming everything on Facebook, on Instagram Live, East Coast Radio's pages. In about 10, 15 minutes time, I have a little surprise for you. Just a little surprise and we'll just keep going. But yes, for everyone who's joining us, Shailene and Granny Hesse are here. And the story of Shailene is she got this beautiful dress that was made from the botched dress. Salomo from Salomo Boutique was one of our first partners. And I cannot thank her enough, because if we didn't find the designer, we wouldn't have gotten to this point. So Salomo from Salomo Boutique, fantastic. She's not with us now. She's very, very busy. But we are just so grateful for her jumping on board and helping us with this right there. So let me put you in the picture if you've just arrived. Shailene is a wonderful matric student. She's writing her matric as we speak. Today is one of those days she doesn't have a subject that she's writing, so she's joined us in studio. She has a matric ball on the 13th of December, okay? That's the end goal. 13th December is the matric ball. But how we got to meeting Shailene and getting to the matric ball is that I bought a dress. It was botched. Got a designer whom I didn't know to make me a dress. The dress was awful. And then I decided with Rory, master producer Rory, we came up with the idea of gifting the dress to somebody who needs it, but obviously fix it. In walks Salomo from Salomo Boutique. She was the first person to put her hand up and said, I would like to change this dress and make it special for someone unique, someone who needs it. And then someone nominated Shailene. And we met Shailene. Shailene got to sit with Salomo and has already been gifted the dress. We did this a couple of weeks back. A beautiful white dress, which neither of us have really, really seen. But we're looking forward to 13 December because this is the day she'll wear her matric dance dress. And we'll see it in all its glory. But your story obviously has touched so many people. Just to put you in the backstory, Shailene is 20. She's writing a matric. She failed matric twice and has had the determination to see herself through to matric. And then on top of that, she lives with Granny Hesse, who's with us in studio. And Granny Hesse has been looking after her because her dad is incarcerated and her mom is battling alcoholism. And she has just been a shining light in Granny's life. She's got a lovely brother that stays with her as well, who is also being raised by Granny. And so that's the backstory to it. Today we're calling it ECR Carol Cares because there's someone on the line. And this is where I need you to put your headphones on. Shailene and Granny Hesse, there's headphones right there by you so that you can hear who's on the line. Because your story touched KZN, and somebody it touched is Carla Groenewald. Hi, Carla.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
I'm good, thanks.
Fantastic. So you heard Shailene's story, and what made you want to help out here?
Well, I know that Shailene has been through so much in her life, and I wanted to help her have the full matric dance experience. I really love making people feel beautiful in their own skin, and so I would like to do the same for Shailene by offering to do her makeup professionally for her matric dance.
Oh, yay! Shailene, she's got this big smile. You know, radio sometimes lets us down because you don't see anything. But if you're watching on socials, you'll know. Shailene, you want to say something to Carla?
Hi, Carla. I just want to say that I really appreciate everything that you're offering to do for me. I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
That is so beautiful.
It's such a pleasure.
So Carla, here's the thing. Carla doesn't stay even within Durban. She's driving from outside of Durban to make your day so special. How far are you coming from, Carla?
I'm coming from Dalton.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's quite far out, right?
Yes.
So thank you so much for that gesture. That is so beautiful. So you don't have to worry about makeup, Shailene. It's sorted.
Yes.
Carla's going to hook you up with your makeup.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Carla. Anything else you want to share with us?
Just that she can choose whatever makeup look she wants to do, and I'd be more than happy to do it for her.
Oh, fantastic. And how do people get in touch with you if they would like to get makeup done by you, Carla?
Well, you can have a look at my Instagram pages. My Instagram handle is Makeup by Carla. You can also find me on Facebook at Makeup by Carla Groenewald, and all my contact details are all on there.
Oh, bless you. Thank you for hopping on board. We really appreciate it, yeah?
It's such a pleasure.
There we go. Shailene, makeup sorted. How are you feeling, darling? Do you have a particular look you were looking for, by the way?
Yes. As Salomon said that the last time that I was here, I'm not really a person to go all out.
Right.
I think Carla would understand what I'm saying. Not too much, but just right.
The flawless beauty vibes. Yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, great. Stay with us, Shailene. The snacks have arrived. I see the guys have brought the snacks into the studio. This is the one time you're allowed to eat in the studio because we're never allowed to. And there's more coming up, more coming up. Listen, keep your messages coming. If you're touched by the story, if you'd like to say something to Shailene, we won't stop you. Drop us a voice note, 061-792-9495. I'll play your beautiful messages to her as well.
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.